I finish every column with the line, lead with your best self. This week, I begin a mini-series with boundary-pushing ideas about doing that. They're harder ideas because they're new, at least stuff I haven't read much elsewhere, and hard because they demand more of you and me than I often suggest. Let's start here. You can't possibly lead with your best self while hanging on to cherished opinions, especially the ones about how wrong, stupid, or bad others are. Yes, those are grade school words, but with apologies to my friends out there, I don't know anyone who doesn't still have whipping boys. Some act out against their whipping boys, some speak harshly to them or more often speak to others about them. And I stand to be corrected, but I'm pretty sure we all have people who we judge, at least in our thoughts, for example as we lie in bed, and we do so often with some significant core of energy. This is not important here as a moral matter. I'm not writing as pastor or preacher. Instead, this fact of our ubiquitous judgment matters practically in our schools, businesses, and families. These judgments, even if seemingly hidden and unexpressed, tear at productivity and peace. Next week, I'll talk more directly about them, but first the ugly truth about us. Our judgments are limited, partial, relative, and thus as wrong as those we judge to be wrong. I offer myself as an example. I've judged people as small-minded or anal because, frankly, I often find detail a pain. It gets in the way of doing it my way. I've judged power-hungry people because, frankly, I may not be or have been comfortable with power. I've judged outgoing or noisy people because I like it calmer around me. Am I getting anywhere with you? I would suggest you check out your perhaps secret list of people whom you don't like or strongly judge. I'll bet that if you step outside your tried and true judgments, you'll undoubtedly find traits or behaviors that simply oppose your natural way, your strength, or if you will, reflect your bias. They're not wrong in any absolute sense. Increasingly, I believe that this specific self-awareness of our mental attacks, defensiveness, and judgment is essential to leading fully and authentically. Without a cold, clear look at ourselves and our biases, our leadership is lopsided. In the weeks ahead, I'll discuss some of the ways this is so, and how it not only affects the individuals and the whole groups that we lead, but also how it stunts us. For now, I encourage you to take your easily made, accepted as true, and perhaps intensely strong judgments about others, and see if you can set them aside, hold them in abeyance, and at least wonder, is it possible the judgment says as much about me as about them? Is at least half of the tension mine? I believe that if you can make this strong-minded and confident move, you'll open up truly new possibilities to lead with your best self.